Up to the mid-70s for today. Mick is here, Montague Webworks website of the week. Mick, what's up, buddy?
Is sunshine on your shoulder? Is it making you happy?
It's not that bright. I mean, if I was outside, it would be on my shoulder, and it would be making me happy.
Right.
But I'm inside right now, so it does make me happy that there's sunshine.
Yeah, it does. So today,
yes, next topic.
Next time, we're moving on.
Moving on.
And we're not going to talk about the fair, which was fun. You and I will talk about that afterwards. So the website of the week this week will be the Connecticut River Watershed Council.
Oh.
And the reason for that is every year they hold an event called the Source to Sea Cleanup.
Hey, that's coming up soon.
It's in 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned this.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll mention it again in 2 weeks just to remind people, but you should start thinking about it now and making plans. It's
what's the name of the guy that this is his big operation all year? I forget his name.
David Bowles.
Yes.
He's the local guy.
Right. He came into a bear country once. I talked to him about this.
And he'll probably come in again between now and then.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll bring him in 2 weeks.
Because it's
if
a worthy
around.
Project. And because I couldn't believe that you have to clean up this river every year.
Every year.
I thought maybe you clean it up once, you get all the shopping carts out of the Green River, and you know, you don't have to worry about this ever again.
Well,
but no.
Stuff is always going in.
Every year, people are trashing the river. It's horrible.
Well, I don't know that people are, you know, I actually went in the river with David on Sunday. We paddled up from, because I live on the Connecticut, on the Green River. And,
so you were scouting?
We were scouting. And I actually wrote a little app, which is built into the Rocket Fusion software. We're not going to talk about that website, but I built a little app with GPS. So you can go up the river and you can say, oh, right here there's a tire, or right here there's a shopping cart. And
that was a good move.
Puts a pin on a map. So so I've got that set up, and we were doing that. We were testing it out. And we were talking about that. It's like, I can't believe every year, like, we found a little, you know, piece of underwear sticking in a thing and on a tree branch. And you were like, oh, my God, I'm not touching that one. We'll break out the tongs. But I don't think that people literally, you know, in this day, and maybe 20, 30 years ago, you know, in the 70s, like the commercial with the crying Indian up on the hill, you know, that those days are kind of mostly gone.
Yeah.
I don't think that people go up to the river's edge and throw stuff in. There are no more, like, you know, tire dumps are still around. I think that it's just like people have garbage bags and stuff by the side of their house, and then a storm comes.
Right.
And it rolls
after
down
these
the street.
Big storms.
Yeah. The bag gets torn open and everything just washes down, because that's where the water winds up.
Right.
So I think that's what it is mostly. But people are throwing shopping carts off the bridge. What is it?
Gas
bridge.
Grills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But where's that bridge that goes near where the trailer park used to be? There's the Dunkin' Donuts bridge, and then there's the other bridge that goes across the Green River.
Yeah,
like the bike path goes across there. There's four shopping carts in the Green River.
How'd they get there?
Right, threw them right off the bridge.
We need some surveillance cameras.
I don't know. It's messed up. So the river is ctriver.org for Connecticut River. ctriver.org.
And is there information on that event? We kind of got, I mean, I steered you off topic.
Yeah, that's all right.
And is there information on the event at that website?
If you scroll down, there's four little graphic little photos there. One of them says Source to Sea Cleanup.
That's the official title of the day.
That's the official title. And it goes actually all the way up and down the Connecticut River from, you know, up in Vermont and New Hampshire all the way down to New York where it lets out.
Right. But this is, you know, in the Greenfield area, Franklin County area.
Right. And
most people meet over at the Greenfield swimming area and disperse from there to clean up the river.
Exactly. Exactly. So just one more thing. So if you go to that page, just so people at home know what to do if they want to join a group. You click on the thing that says the Source to Sea Cleanup, and there further down that page, there's four buttons, one of which says Join a Group, and they give you a map. So there's two in our area, and you'll see the map, and it's got the little pins in it. It's a Google map. There's one for the Green River, which is David Bowles, what we're talking about, and then there's one in Gil Montague, and they meet at the Discovery Center.
Oh, same day?
Same day, same time. So you meet. So if you want to do that group, they do the Connecticut River because that's the one that goes right past Turner's, right?
Of course.
So you meet that Saturday morning at the Discovery Center, like I said. And the person to talk to is, you got to click on the little thing.
It's at the website.
It's at the website. Beth Basler. Basler, David Bowles. Anyway, it's very cool, and it's that Saturday morning, the 27th.
Website again, please.
ctriver.org.
It's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Montague Webworks, Mick behind the show there, and Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store. How many websites have people made at a 30% discount? Many is the answer. And you can get your website made at a 30% discount too by using the 30% off store where you'll find Montague Webworks. The link is at bear953.com.